Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 8, Number 10. Last month, I called the title of my tutorial The Necessity of Education. Pretty much every industry, as technical and demanding as the health, food, and fitness industry, and many more that are not, demand some form of compulsory education. Even a volunteer at the SPCA has to take a distance learning course on animal care. Wow, what a concept. Now, at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum in Tucson, Tracy and I were really impressed by the knowledge and social skills of the volunteers who work there. And guess what? Even though they are not paid a dime, they all have to take special training. Volunteer trainees meet at the museum for a 3-hour class and 2 weekly mornings, each week for 15 weeks. Some classes are all-day sessions, and the classes are taught by professional museum staff and educators. My point is, and always will be, that to be really good at anything, to rise above mediocrity and to soar with the eagles, we all must embrace the power and might of specialized education. How and where we get that education is important, but not nearly as important as getting it. Online distance education has a massive advantage over traditional education. It's more practical, far more economical, and you can dive right into whatever you need to learn when you need to learn it. So that is what CHI is all about. We're into online education, delivering the message, the power of health and wellness to the world through the internet, which ultimately is infinite. This month, my title is When Good Just Ain't Good Enough. During our RV tour of the Western United States, we came across a wonderful couple named Ron and Jean. Beautiful people, wonderful people, semi-retired, ages 68 and 69. They helped us set up our RV on our rental pad, and the rental pad was very close and near to Lake Mead, Nevada. We were staying in an RV camp there. Now, these are the nicest people you'd ever meet, but, and this is a big but, and applies to the majority of many kind-hearted folk we met on our voyage, loaded with health problems. That's right, more health problems than you can shake a stick at. These people would give you the shirt off their backs or help a complete stranger stranded on the roadside with car problems. But man, do these people have some serious health problems. How's this for a short list? Chronic inflammation, joint pain, headaches, elevated cholesterol, depression, insomnia, heart disease, obesity, high blood pressure, diverticulitis, cancer, chronic diarrhea, and a history of surgeries as long as the Nile. So what's wrong with this picture? How can someone be so nice, so kind, and yet suffer so much? Where's the karma in that? Where's the justice? Well, the answer is quite simple, really. Nature isn't prejudiced. That's right. She takes everybody down who ignores her. Good or bad, rich or poor, the nicest guy in the block or the biggest jerk in the world, she has rules for living and demands that we all obey them, or else. And like most women, she means business. The rules are simple. Eat whole organic food created by nature. food that is genetically compatible with our unique biochemical needs as humans, not refined factory food made by men covered in plastic. No, that's not the kind of food I'm talking about. Now, we need to take dietary supplements and natural health products every day. You have got to be deliberate and focused. Next is that mysterious foreign concept known as controlled exercise. Hit the weights, run like the wind, get into some cardio, and stretch. Stretch, stretch, stretch like a cat. Focus on technique, intensity, and consistency when it comes to exercise. Now, here's the thing. You've got to do these things day in and day out without fail. Let your actions parallel the laws of nature. The reward is excellent health, freedom from disease, and a life filled with more quality. That's right, the Q word, quality. Less pain and suffering. You'll also end up with more money in your pocket because you can work when other people are sick in the hospital. And when you're sick, you can't work, you can't generate revenue. Sick in the head, sick in the body, sick inside your body. You're lifeless. You can't work. And it costs money to sustain you, and you're not generating any revenue through that process. So that's why we're in such financial stress when it comes to the planetary state. Plus, the disease doctors will go out of business, and that's exactly what I'd like to see happen. I'd like to put all these disease doctors out of business. But the conventional medical machine will tell you different. They'll lie right to your face. They'll tell you they don't know what causes disease, especially the ones you've got, and that nobody knows. And that is bullocks, and that is simply not true. They'll blame your condition on your parents, old age, on genetics, or anything else they can think of except you and how you live. Of course, we've got nothing to do with our disease. My disease and I, me, aren't related at all. They're two separate things. How could that horrible thing inside of me be part of me? No way. I'm an innocent bystander who was blindsided without provocation. The disease doctors want to keep us blameless and alive. You see, if we're dead, they can't siphon any money from us. So barely alive and chronically ill is perfect. If we're blameless and no one knows how our condition came to be, then it makes perfect sense to most people to take conventional medical advice, however strange or bizarre it might be. And believe me, some of the things they recommend that we do are bizarre. But no one else knows, right? So why not take their advice? So, well enough to work, but sick enough to depend on the medical machine. It's called vertical illness. Perfect. To the machine, if we're sick and ignorant, we're ideal customers. Reminds me of a movie I watched recently called The Mutant Chronicles. It was about this machine that landed on the Earth from outer space and turned everyone into lifeless mutants without souls, who existed solely to destroy humans. Sound familiar? Yes. Just keep shoving in the corn chips, salami, and 20 cups of cheap coffee loaded with sugar and cream. That's a surefire method to convert yourself into a mutant. Stupid is as stupid does. Of course, the best way to keep a human animal weak and feeble is on a steady diet of portable junk food. The secret is to elevate taste above the biological effects of eating the food. So, if we focus on taste instead of what happens when we eat the food, and our focus is exclusively on taste alone, now you're part of the tribe, you're part of the planet, you're part of how everybody is when it comes to choosing what they eat. They don't even think about what effects it has on their health. Now, what is it about good people that makes them ignore, abandon, and even destroy themselves? I mean, smart, intelligent, nice people who completely let themselves go. It doesn't make any sense. No exercise of any kind. No physical movement, no essential health management. Why? Are we really that ignorant? Is it laziness? Low self-esteem? Do we hate ourselves that much? Are we insane? Emotionally challenged? Cradled in the fear of not knowing who we are, where we came from, or where we're going? Are we completely unaware in this day and age that everything alive must move and consume whole nutritious food to sustain and safeguard itself from infection, decay, and chronic disease? Here's a simple observation. Conventional mainstream thinkers tend to eat food only for pleasure and move only out of necessity, like wild animals driven solely by instinct, like insects. Not a single thought is given to what might happen to their arteries, brain, liver, or heart. In truth, I've never seen such negligence. In fact, most cats eat and live better than these good-natured, kindly folk. Would you feed your dog a steady diet of potato chips and soda pop? How about greasy hamburgers or fries smothered in ketchup and salt? What about quarts of ice cream and pounds of cake and sugar? Oh, I almost forgot. Let's throw in some deep-fried whatever those things are. My God, can we show some respect for ourselves? Supplements. Well, the only pills these people take, these folks, these good-natured, kind folks, are over-the-counter and prescribed. And when I say pills, I mean lots of pills. Red pills, purple pills, white ones, green ones, even blue and yellow ones. Similar to vitamins, but far more deadly and not a drop of nutritional value. Pills that eliminate pain instantly, but turn you into a zombie. Pills that plow through our chemistry without regard for life. Reminds me of the Borg. Handfuls of the worst kinds of pills. Pills that injure and weaken and render everyone who takes them deaf, dumb, and blind. Or maybe that's the state these people were in from the get-go, bless their hearts, to get on the drugs in the first place. How else could someone, anyone, allow another human being dressed in white to do so much damage in such a short period of time? It's unbelievable. People just line up for the torture treatment and even pay for it. Now, that to me is what's really bizarre. Paying people to injure us and going back for more. Could it be that these kind people are simply following the rules like good little boys and girls? Like how we've all been trained from day one in the public education system? Don't ask questions. Report to the office and do as you're told. Take what the nurse or good doctor orders. After all, doctor knows best. By the way, did you bring your checkbook? And isn't medical expense bankrupting the modern world? Come on, give me a break. Sickness rarely strikes like a rattlesnake. It's far more chronic and complicated than that. Most modern-day illness works like a termite that slowly eats away at our glands and organs from the inside out in the dark, quiet places. Slowly but surely, festering away at the very heart of our existence without notice or sound. Then, kaboom, the floor drops out. The medical mafia feeds off human illness like a parasite, but drug pushers require compliance. First, they use social position and fear to frighten us into submission. And if that doesn't work, our own guilt. Guilt, by the way, is a very strong motivator when it comes to taking medication. The entire strategy is reinforced by a highly sophisticated, organized, and deceptive vast network of false health propaganda and social brainwashing, like most government institutions and action. Conventional medicine can't make us take their blood medicine, so in the end, there's no one to blame but ourselves. Shall I dare say what I'm thinking? Perhaps these kind-hearted people aren't so good after all. Aren't they dancing with the devil? They treat themselves, shall we say, less than ideal, and then forge an alliance with the enemy. They even donate money to the club. So what are we to do? I say, take charge of our own lives and get the lead out. Be responsible and accountable. That's the first rule in integrative preventive natural medicine. Focus on health instead of disease. Treat the patient, not the disease. Identify the cause. I mean, it's exactly the opposite of what conventional allopathic medicine does. Do the opposite. We keep telling everyone, do the opposite. That's the Costanza principle. And if you do the opposite, guess what comes to you? Enormous amounts of health and wealth, because people, they are one and the same. So let's all get the lead out, shall we? After all, haven't we established that lead is a super toxic heavy metal? Well, that's it for this segment of SNU, everybody. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Henry David Thoreau, American author, poet, historian, and philosopher. Do not be too moral. You may cheat yourself out of much life. Aim above morality. Be not simply good. Be good for something.